Picture your classic whodunit mystery, Agatha Christie style. There's been a murder. Six people with their own perspectives and agendas try to figure out which one of them done it.
But take it out of an English country house, please, and move it to a Wisconsin supper club. That's the premise of the new play, Murder Girl, currently running at the Overture Center in Madison.
I talked to two of the Wisconsin-made creators of the play last week. Heidi Armbruster is an actress and playwright from Wisconsin. Murder Girl is her latest play. And Jen Uphoff-Gray is the founding artistic director of Forward Theater Company. I started by asking Heidi about the Wisconsin influence behind her plays.
Oh, yeah. I went to high school in Wanakee, Wisconsin, and then am a graduate of University of Wisconsin-Madison. My dad actually worked for UW in the Department of Dairy Science, and then when he retired, he bought a farm in Lodi. So I spent a lot of time farm adjacent. And when I moved to New York, I had a real calling to sort of keep writing about where I was from, and particularly the agricultural themes that I was sort of familiar with. And at the same time that I was writing those things, I also had a real interest in murder mystery. So Murder Girl is sort of an attempt to bring those two worlds together, to write a murder mystery that's set in and around the people and the themes that I associate with the state of Wisconsin.
And Heidi, you're spot on. You've got it, I believe, set in a supper club. Tell us a little bit about Murder Girl.
Yeah. Murder Girl is a story about a family-run business that's been passed from one generation to the next. And the brother and sister are running it after their mother's passing. And a girl goes missing. And the chosen family that inhabits and keeps this world alive work to solve the mystery of the missing girl.
Jen, you are also from Wisconsin. You're directing the premiere run of Murder Girl. What spoke to you about this script and its connection to Wisconsin?
Well, as someone who, like Heidi, grew up around here, I was Oregon schools, not Wanakee, but close by. I always love a play that is specific, right? And whether the setting is specifically, you know, a rural Wisconsin supper club or an apartment in New York City or a beach somewhere, that specificity, I think, sometimes makes something universal. But the treat for our audiences to get to experience this story where the specifics are so close to home and so recognizable, just it was irresistible. And Heidi really knows her way around a mystery story. And she clearly knows all the details that make this Wisconsin setting so authentic. So the pairing of those two was just perfection.
And Jen, I understand you had the opening show last night, the first performance. How'd it go? What was the reaction?
Well, the audience loved it. We were packed to the walls. I don't know if it's the mystery genre, the supper club setting, the world premiereness of it all, the dynamite cast, whatever the reason, we have nearly sold out this run before our even first performance happened. It's very exciting to see full house there in the Playhouse. And the audience was just riding that ride with us. It's fun to hear people at the intermission trying to figure out who done it.
And the word who done it, I think, will conjure up one name for a lot of readers, Heidi, and that might be Agatha Christie. You are a fan. You, I believe, wrote a play about Agatha Christie. Talk about that connection you have to her work.
It was interesting. I had read a lot of Agatha Christie as a child, and I sort of put her in a box thinking like, oh, that's for old lady book clubs and middle school students. I was really dismissive of her as an adult. And then at a tough time in my life, I came back to them and I found Agatha Christie to be a very good friend. She's loyal and she's consistent and reliable. And her books, each chapter is sort of the length of a New York City subway ride. And she makes this contract with her reader where when you start, you know that at the end of the 250 pages, the world will have broken into chaos. But by the end of that time that you spend with her in her books, she will have organized that chaos and restored order to the world. And there was something just incredibly comforting to me about that formula. And I think it's one of the things that we as a, you know, murder mystery is kind of in, you know, having a cultural zeitgeist moment right now. And I I have sort of suspected that it might be because of that, that we're all looking for a way to sort of organize the chaos. So in my mind, Agatha Christie is kind of patron saint of organizing chaos and making a puzzle and a game out of the solution.
We're talking about a new Wisconsin-themed whodunit play. It's called Murder Girl. Actor and playwright Heidi Armbruster is with us, and Jen Uphoff Gray directing the premiere run of that show at Overture Center for the Arts. They're in the midst of that run. They're both from Wisconsin, by the way. Now, Heidi, when I think Agatha Christie, of course, I think British people or maybe a French person for a particular detective of hers.
Belgian.
Oh, my goodness. I've just offended the great nation of Belgium. I apologize. Thank you for the correction. But these are Wisconsinites in an Agatha Christie-ish mystery. How did that change things? Did that change things?
Well, we had a dialect coach on the project. So there is some, and a lot of the dialect or the sort of rhythm of speech has been written into the text. And I think it's really fun to play with language and fun to play with the way that people speak and to really hear the rhythm of what a certain dialect can offer to the music of the play. And nobody on stage is an exact replica of anybody that I know, but the six people that we meet during the course of the play are all sort of variations, collections, kaleidoscopes of the people that I know in Wisconsin, both my family and my chosen family. They're familiar people to me. So I hope that that comes out in the writing of it too, that instead of using like these Agatha Christie archetypes, we're relying on people that we would meet if we went to a Friday night fish fry at our local.
And Jen, I'm glad both of you have these Wisconsin connections because I have seen Wisconsin portrayed in pop culture. And, you know, some stereotypes, some not fully formed notions of Midwestern people and identity. How important was it for you to have Heidi's characters be three-dimensional, not some sort of, stereotypical Wisconsinite?
Well, I mean, that's the whole thing right there, right? I mean, I have read quite a few plays set in Wisconsin that were not written by Wisconsin people. And needless to say, we haven't produced any of them. There are tons of Wisconsin jokes in this play. There are so many wonderful Packers references and beer references and all the good things that we relish about our state character. But at no point is any of it poking fun. It is embracing and celebrating our culture the way, like I said earlier, you know, any really good specific play is about its own genre. I mean, we did joke at last night's talk back about the fact that when this play gets produced somewhere else, you know, we could see that someone might say, oh, and they all walk on wearing cheese heads. Yeah, no, there's none of that. And you know, Heidi mentioned our wonderful dialect coach. We've got a great rural Wisconsin sound, but we aren't, it's not mocking it, it's celebrating it. It's not so heavy and, you know, let's make fun of people. Let's just enjoy what's special about this neck of the woods.
I want to get a little bit into the value of theater. You mentioned how reading Agatha Christie was some consolation for you in life, and that this idea of chaos and misunderstanding and finding order can be valuable to us in tumultuous times. Talk about that a little more. What does that mean to you in your work?
I think, I'm really interested in characters who are neither good nor bad. Like all of the characters on stage do good things and do bad things. And so many of their faults are driven by their desire to love and protect the people that they care for. And I think that's complicated and nuanced. And I think there's something about understanding, maybe in each one of us, but maybe somehow in the national conversation too, that in our DNA, there's the potential for very good and the potential for very bad. And to put those two forces together in some kind of conversation that resolves into healing feels important right now.
And we'll leave it there. Heidi, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
And Jen, thanks for being with us.
A real pleasure. Thanks.
Heidi Armbruster is an actress and playwright from Wisconsin. Her latest play is called Murder Girl. It's running now at Madison's Overture Center. And director Jen Uphoff Gray is the founding artistic director of Forward Theater Company and a Wisconsin native herself. In addition to the live performances, there is an online filmed version of Murder Girl. It's going to be available to stream through November 24th. You can find info and tickets at overture.org. That's overture.org. And hey, any theater fans out there, we want to hear from you. What is the best play you've ever seen? Whether a big fancy production or maybe a local community or a high school play? Maybe you were in it. Tell us all about it. Email wisconsintoday@wpr.org. That's wisconsintoday@wpr.org.